Okay.
What's that?
We're recording. It says.
I hope we are, because we have people listening to us tonight down in Florida, so we need to make sure that it's working.
Is it light blue? Is that light blue?
Yes. I'd like to call to order a meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 6 p.m. on February 3rd, 2014. Present tonight are council members Lukey Brown, Capellini Hussman, Mayor Stow, Leslie Brining, the law director, a reporter from the Blade, and the citizen. Remind me your name.
Laura.
Laura, I know.
From the chamber.
Yes, I know.
I thought you knew everyone.
I know Laura, I just don't remember anything anymore. We have a single issue tonight between 6 and 6:30, and that is an assignment from council to determine a potential recognition for the late Eddie Boggs. This was a thought and that was brought forward by Mrs. Hussman, so I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about the idea.
Thank you, Marv. It's not an original thought. I had a phone call from Judy Young, former president and council member of this body, and she said she had heard from a couple of her acquaintances and wondered if we were doing anything for Eddie Boggs. And I said, well, we haven't talked about it, but that was early on and shortly after he had died. And I said, I'll certainly bring that up at City Council. The one person that had talked to her had suggested the park at Maplewood and Main, because that's where he led the fall festival, emceed the fall festival many years. Eddie is, for those who don't know, I think we all do in this room, but was a teacher and a counselor, was Educator of the Year in 2005. He, as I said, emceed the fall festival many years. He wrote original songs for the Arbor Day celebration, and he would have all the children singing his new song by the time he ended his spiel. And he also, with some help from Sister Sheila of the Franciscan Nuns, did first night's celebrations for us for many New Year's Eve. This was one I wasn't aware of after doing some reading, was an old-fashioned Christmas variety show. Mm-hmm. That I was very impressed with this. The fundraiser for local charities, and through the years that he did it, he made $250,000 for the local charities. A very giving man, obviously, of his time and his talent. Being on the SCAT board, I know he's did some things for SCAT as well, and I do think it's proper that we, in some way, recognize him and what he did for our community while he was here.
Okay. Well, let me suggest, for a sense of order, that we divide this meeting into two parts. First part would be to discuss whether we can do this, which I think we can, but that's why we have our lawyer here. And then secondly, what do we want to do? What's appropriate? I'm not sure we'll be able to make a recommendation to council tonight, but if we can, that would be, I guess, progress, right? I brought with you copies of ordinance, or brought with me copies of ordinance number 39, 2005, which was the result of a task force that was put together back at that point by council to talk specifically about these kinds of instances, how the city wants to utilize its public facilities in honoring citizens. I think it's important to look, first of all, at Section 1, and I'm not going to play lawyer, Leslie, but I think it basically talks about the fact that although a public facility or right-of-way should potentially be named after its principal function or location, it is absolutely appropriate to name a facility or right-of-way after a community event, an organization, or a well-known person whose contribution to the community or the nation is directly related to the public facility or the public right-of-way. And the public facility is defined, Sandy, as a building, structure, park, site, or any portion thereof. So it seems to me that this is right up our alley, and actually the intention of this piece of legislation. Is that fair to say?
Yep, that's accurate.
The application process is fairly straightforward. I'm not sure that I do have a copy of the application, but fundamentally, with the filing with the clerk and an endorsement by any member of city council or the mayor, a request can be made for a naming. So that, again, seems to be fairly simple process. And then on the second page, number two, it pretty much specifies the kind of individuals who might merit recognition. I thought number one and number two was particularly salient. Someone who's maintained a contribution over a long period of time, over and above the call of duty, in a variety of areas, but certainly human relations and community development, or a person who has made specific and sustained contributions to an organization located within the city. It certainly seems like Eddie filled that as well. So unless there's any discussion, and Doug, I guess I look to you as our in-house city council legal counsel. This seems pretty clear cut that we could move forward with this, yes?
I would think so.
Yeah, okay. That said, what do we want to do?
We move forward under section two or three?
I'm looking under section two, one, two, three, four. On page two?
Yeah.
This seems to be sort of oddly put together, because it's sort of mixing two separate ideas. One is an honorary designation, mm-hmm. which is the kind of designation we do, for example, for the winner of the Marathon Classic, mm-hmm. with a permanent one. And I would only imagine that the criteria for two would also be in place for section three. Is that fair to say?
Yes, yep, that's correct. And I think Mark's correct. The reason for having the two separate designations was if you just want to temporarily honor somebody versus permanently grant something.
Yeah.
Judy Young Lane is the most
permanent. Right. Permanent. I think the last time we used this section was when we did the Chip Davis piece over on Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't we do the train barn for Reed Backus? Like a temporary or a...
Well, it is named. It does have
it. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do it from time to time. Mm-hmm. So this is appropriate.
My question, I like the park idea on Main and Maplewood. The only question I have is, do we need to get any kind of permission from Reeves?
I believe we can speak to that.
Yeah, there's the lease with Reeves for that park is two pages. So, you know, they don't retain any naming rights. They don't have any right of first refusal about what we choose to name it, so we can designate it anyway. The one thing to consider is that we do just lease that property. We don't own it.
What's the term of the lease?
It's 1 year with 1 year renewable terms every year.
Hmm.
We have been in communication with the Reeves in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the payment of the taxes for them because mm-hmm. because it's not officially city-owned, it's still subject to taxes, and we increase the amount of money that we reimburse
right.
for taxes in just the last year
mm-hmm.
or so.
Yep.
And there was no indication that they were looking to revoke the lease.
No.
Okay.
So, isn't there a street sign right there? Could we do the same thing we did for Chip Davis at that corner, put an Eddie Boggs, so it's there's his sign right by the park, and then that it would mm-hmm. be the section of the street between Main and Summit, and then if the park goes away, that sign would still always be there.
But our intention would be to designate it at the park, as Eddie Boggs Park.
Well, I think.
I don't know.
If we're going to do it, I think it more appropriate would be where they have the where they've taken and sculptured the bushes to reflect the maple leaf and stuff like that mm-hmm. in that planting. Have a plaque right above that, you know, near the flagpole,
It's still designated Eddie Boggs Park.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's fine.
You know, if you put it on a street pole, I think it'll lose its impact.
Unless the park goes...
I don't walk around looking up.
Well, unless the park goes away, that's the only...
You know, I would encourage us to have a conversation with the family that runs Reeve, Watkins family, right? No, is it?
Yeah.
To just get some buy-in from them, I think. I'd hate to surprise them without asking them if this is appropriate.
I think it might be appropriate, common courtesy, to go to Reeves and tell them what we're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me just, before we move on to any other potential ideas, I did get two pieces of communication about this, in support of this idea, from two former colleagues of Eddie, both of whom I think are known to us. Jack Smith emailed me, indicated that he thought that this was very appropriate. And then Bill Shunk, who, as many of you know, followed Jack as principal of McCord, is broadening this out a little bit and is suggesting that there's a park in his community in Florida that has a named park, and they've got paver bricks that people can buy with the benefits going to some charity. And leaving a remembrance of the individual the park is named after. I brought copies of this for everybody. So, and Bill is listening to the recording of this down in Florida tonight, so he's keeping an eye on us. So I'm not sure if we want to go this far.
We all know Bill very well.
Huh?
We all know Bill well, so I hope he's doing well.
Let's wish him well.
Yeah.
So if I could also just add something, I was at the chamber a couple weeks ago, and Pat and Laura were talking about a big celebration in honor of Eddie, and that's why I invited Laura to come, thinking that if we, whatever we designate, then they can schedule the party.
Would that be an appropriate thing, Laura, to have the naming ceremony be tied in with this?
Absolutely, yeah.
We'd want to wait until it got warm.
Spring would be nice.
Actually, we have an event in August that we were thinking maybe.
Oh, okay.
What's the event?
It's a secret event.
It's not really a secret event.
It'll be a secret if we say it out loud. It'll be in the paper if you say it out loud.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Oh, so it is secret.
Yes. We were giving you the secret event sign.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, revealing secret events in public meetings.
Gotcha.
Although, as we well know, it's been done.
Yeah, it's been done before.
Well, okay.
It'd be very appropriate.
Okay, so I think that's good. I guess the question is whether this is really what we think we want to do, or are there some other thoughts that would be as appropriate or more appropriate for Eddie?
The only reason I came was to say that I thought naming the park for Eddie was a great idea.
Yeah.
I really like that. Eddie's contribution to the community is beyond... beyond normal.
Yeah.
It's in a class by itself. Right? I don't think we have to worry about 15 other opportunities like this coming along. His contribution was unique. I think of all the times I've seen him up in that park at fall festivals and other events, and I think that's just a perfect place.
And he cared for our children. At the age, at junior high age, to be a guidance counselor at that particular age, and the way his co-workers described how he did it, he was there with them whenever they needed him.
I had two kids who were beneficiaries of that approach, including one who spent some time with him. So.
And I had three.
So. Yeah. Mayor, you have always seemed to have appropriately kind of a longer view on some of these things. Do you have any sense that this is an inappropriate thing they're going to do?
No, I don't. When the mini park was originally established, we had the same year-to-year lease. And we did, it was an award-winning park. We won a state award for that park. But since it's been there so many years, it is a year-to-year lease, but it's pretty perpetual. And I think that we may want to talk to the Watkins family, particularly former city councilman Jack Watkins, if they want to donate that to the church or to the city. They may not be inclined to do that. My concern would be he is aging, and if, once he passes away, and Mrs. Watkins passes away, there might be a change in plan from the rest of the family. That concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's an appropriate tribute. Just have to, if something changes, we'll have to pick up those bricks, if you're going to do those, and put them someplace else if necessary.
Yeah.
I think it's a very nice gesture.
Right. Yes, okay, well, let's do that. Who's the appropriate person to reach out to the Watkins family?
Well, I'm sure I'll end up doing it on a Sunday morning.
Well, if you're volunteering.
Mrs. Husband would be in a better position than myself.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, yeah.
But
we can smile appropriately.
Well, I think we might want to have Leslie make that initial approach and let him start thinking about it, and then I will discuss it with him in more detail.
Would it be appropriate to vote tonight to request that legislation be prepared with the idea that we would wait until all the appropriate bases are touched before we bring that forward to council?
Yes, that would be fine. My concern...
You're talking about on the name.
On the naming.
Because this is going to be...
Right, exactly.
We need to call him tomorrow
morning. Yeah.
Well, you need to call him at night. I'm pretty serious about that.
Yeah. I don't have his number. Do you have it? Does anybody have his number?
He may be in the book.
Yeah. Does Natalie have it?
I doubt it.
Sure, it's online. It's in the church directory.
I know. I can call my grandma. I'm sure she's got it.
I was going to say, call your grandma.
I can get her number.
I was going to say.
I can get her number.
And I'm pretty serious about that.
Yeah, I will.
And if you could do that before 7:30, Leslie.
Yeah, actually, if I could do that.
We could kind of determine how to move forward. I certainly, even if the committee decides this is a good thing to do, we don't need to necessarily recommend it to council at this meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to lay that.
Oh, sure. There's no time limitation.
We need to consider Mr. Shunk's idea in more detail. Maybe Leslie needs to consider that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that in the city
now.
When we had donations made to the city now, they would go into the forestry fund, and our lands that would use them to support the conservation corps or support the parks or something like that, could direct them towards a charity that Eddie might have used. I'm not saying that's wrong, but we need to
Figure
out how that would work.
Does that necessarily need to be part of the legislation?
No,
I think that's a separate piece.
Separate issue.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's other discussion, we need a motion to recommend to council that in honor of Eddie Boggs, ask the administration to prepare legislation to name park at the corner of Erie and Main after him.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, and moved by Ms. Husband. Maplewood and Main. Moved by Ms. Husband, seconded by Ms. Capellini. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We will make that recommendation tonight. Any other issues tonight to come before the committee? And we'll be adjourned until 6:30 when the Economic Development Subcommittee meets.
What happened to the clock?
The clock is messed up, Mr. Mayor.
I'm surprised it's so messed up. Maybe there's a drive motor in the fast, and there's a bad one, but it runs slow.
I had to get a new, we bought a clock many years ago for about $40 that had one of the workings inside like this does. And it stopped, so I had to take it to a clock shop.
No,
it cost me $80 to get it fixed.
We stand down here.
No, we're going to go up top.
No, it's not really so tall. And you can call them.
What I thought we'd do with the parking thing is sort of do this in three different parts.
Okay.
And the idea would be to have this kind of input session tonight, kind of fact-finding. Cheryl coming out from JJR.
Okay, Bill giving us the results of
his informal survey of the merchants. And we have Leslie talking about the legal pieces. Okay. Leslie's not going to be able to explain. Cheryl, I told Cheryl she would have it. But then, kind of just leave it at the end.
I'd like to make it more easier for them.
Just get to the second. where we sort of talk about what we want to go on, because my understanding is...
Oh, down there, okay.
Yeah, I know, but that other corner, like, nobody has stuff back there.
Okay, so we need to have some kind of time.
It's like a drive.
And then I guess a third meeting would be to decide to make some recommendations for the folks involved, if we can come and speak to it. But I don't necessarily want to make everything free.
I thought there was a...
Do we expect to have... I do not, but I could, I'm surprised.
Okay. I have to be right if I talk to the family.
They don't talk to the family, but that we're asking for professional advice.
I like, I would probably like a more...
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to interact with...
A big square. Brick pad, yeah, like a...
The only thing I don't like about bricks is that, like, the ones that we have right now...
I have some thoughts to share with you.
They're always, like, after a few winters, they're all cracked and falling out, and we don't want it to be like...
I'm a blank slate.
You on this one? Are you now? That's, why should I be skeptical?
Driving cans all of that.
That may not be true in our...
In the front, the garden's there.
It'll be nice to see Cheryl.
And then we have a walkway, and it's been there 5 years or so, that has names, so...
I think our sidewalks were put in, like, 15.
And I'm not sure that...
I know this is probably, like, too much. But it'd be nice if that park was, like, super user-friendly, you know, so it's like a park where you would get your coffee, and you could, there'd be a bunch of the people.
But there's not that user-friendly right now, it's got that leaf thing. Yeah.
It's like, it's more like a driveway park.
Well, it'd be nice if it was a city...
That's why I...
That everyone knows, you know, that it's a park.
So Mr. Shaw is retired from Florida.
And you saw, you know, and you can't really see that there's...
I had a couple people drop out the last day.
And that's where Eddie worked.
Here's what I find.
Repeat that again with those chunks of things.
McCord.
Okay.
And Jackie Smith.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, sure.
And Timberstone is where Eddie worked.
I think it's going to coordinate really well.
Here is your little...
Well, what we want to do, and then to have, this is the other thing, and I can tell you guys this too, and I think maybe we talked about it. We want to raise money for a scholarship in his name.
Well, you know, I...
And that, I mean, that's a special issue.
Yeah.
I'm just okay, but if I have anything else, it's probably...
I mean, what's coming up?
Well, it's good to have good community support.
Not that they just seem like there's like a limited amount of money.
Right.
So like, well, I know that people want to donate that money, that, I mean, I don't think you're putting the money. But that's up to them, you know, I mean, that they building.
You could nicely see that performing arts center.
For Ed.
We named it after Tiffy.
Did we?
I think so.
Like we said, Tiffy. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Ask if you're excited about that.
Yeah, I didn't know we named that.
Very well, you look well.
Thank you, so do you. You look good.
So do you. Nice seeing you.
You guys are all smiling.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Is this holding up all right in Ann Arbor?
It is, we are, we have crested the worst of it in hiring people, so that's good.
Hiring, that's very good.
Yeah. We're cautiously optimistic.
How are you feeling?
My son's working for a firm in Los Angeles, and they're hiring up to 75 people.
I miss my work there.
They just have such an expansion practice out there.
I had to be, it's a conference call.
And I was in their office, just high morale, models all over the place, they got a pocket on the walls, and exciting design.
Yeah, and he focused on it, they're focused on something particular, and the phone.
He did work for him, not even here. Bill signed a bill in, $25,000 square feet, $2,000. $2,000 a square foot.
I had to be...
$5 million, and he squinted at me, he said, I'll check your desk. That's an effort rural.
I mean, 25,000.
And it's only got four bedrooms. It's almost all entertainment. It's got movie theaters in it, and display areas in it. Four bedrooms, expansion room for another two or three.
Well, it was.
It's not for living.
So he's trying to see how the other half is. He's helping them sell enough. Oh, that's cool though.
Got my son a job.
Where did he go to school?
He got undergraduate from Ohio State.
Thank you.
My daughter's at the University of Michigan right now, finishing up her master's.
Is?
Come on. It's just getting up though. It's getting up. It's getting there. I just decided.
He's got an apartment, couple blocks west of Michigan. Before you get to the main street with all the restaurants on it.
State before you get to State Street?
Yeah.
I can look up the street. It's quite a place. If I sit there and I use my phone to look up restaurants, it comes up with 100 restaurants.
There's no shortage of places. There's no shortage.
Well, and then we've been trying to do that for 2 years. Maybe you could go to the And she said, our whole neighborhood, and you don't want to have a whole list about it. And I wish I could do it, because I know I read it out of the way.
In this meeting, are you listening?
Oh, sure.
Hey, I can see you. Hi. Yeah, we're fine. Get married on Saturday.
Just the Saturday?
Yeah, so I guess.
Look at him, he's remaining.
I'm dragging. It's just the ice stuff.
Sheriff, how are you? Thank you for being here. It's feeling sorry.
From the water. Yes. WHVANS.
Yes.
And it's always been a year-to-year award.
The first piece was fiber trims. In our months.
And before.
There you go. So is it a course like a string?
No, park over here.
Okay.
I just remember.
Now, what's the date?
I see you have to just put a post on there. My own son had surgery there many moons ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
He has 85.
We have 80.
So you were just calling me. Right. Yeah. You'll know what the son is. My grandma's got it. I'm not really good at this, so we could have. Okay,
Cheryl's a picture. She's been around a few years.
Well, and I've been alive a lot of years, but here for so many.
Modest.